Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about adolescence. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what attitude can parents adopt to make those teenage years easier?
Parents can express their confidence in their child's capacities to be, let's say, successful at school,
right,
their capacity to be sufficiently seductive to make friends, charming, etc. Give them compliments when you actually feel something complimentary towards your child in a sincere way. Say it out loud to them.
Right.
These words actually very much matter.
Okay.
And acknowledge that they, your child, has the right to have their own projects, their own relationships. You can keep to yourself that they don't correspond to your own ideals for them, but that they have a kind of freedom to become who they want to be.
They won't become a mirror image of you, and neither should they.
Exactly. It's kind of magical, if you like. For people who have more than one child, they know that they are just different, and it's amazing, and they will be different from you.
So repetitive complaints, though.
Yes.
Something that just goes on and on and on in a bit of a circle.
Yes, of course. So one thing would be like the way in which they keep their room messy, etc.
Right.
Other things would be the amount of screen time, how much they're with their friends, etc., etc. I think something that could be helpful for parents would be to consider resolving the conflict at the source rather than the symptoms. What I mean by that would be, for example, a teenager who is spending far too much time on a screen. Rather than kind of tapping their fingers on, oh, you're on your computer too much, for example, it would be really looking at your concern and expressing your concern if you think your child is incapable or very threatened by making contact with the real world. What does it mean to put yourself out there and actually make friends? That's a very real conversation that's different than nagging them to get off their computer, for example. Another repetitive conflict would be around safety, whether it's that they're putting their bodies at risk and you need to explain why you would be concerned for them. For example, wearing a helmet if they're riding a scooter, and that you trust them and give them the liberty so that they don't have to go stealing it from you. But you have to explain why you're actually concerned and allow them to adopt those concerns as well for themselves.
So you've got that side of like, you know, how the teenagers all go through their social life, socializations and whatever they do and how they spend that time. But of course, actually, all of us, whether you're an adult or a teen, you've got that serious side of life, things that need to get done, which are like exams, university, jobs. What sort of, let's say, how should parents handle that side?
Well, we could say in some ways we could relate to teenagers in that they have the similar constraints that we do, which is that their workload is very serious and the stakes at hand are very high for them, as they are for us as well. Their need for liberty and free time and social pleasures are also very important. So we can respect that because we have the same needs. Academic pressure inhibits school performance and creates anxiety. And we know that anxiety paralyzes one's capacity to learn. Therefore, look into the motivation with your child as to why their curiosity is not working for them. Why is it that they're not interested, if it's that they're not interested? What is inhibited in them? Are they afraid? Are they anxious? Are they, half dead at the wheel and they can't get anywhere? Just putting pressure is not going to help them to actualize any form of a project, professionally or academically.
Okay, but of course, having that discussion can then run into the other issues we talk about, which is monosyllabic responses.
Yes, but that's true. But you can express in very clear terms what you observe and why it is a concern for you, and then also add to that why you think that they deserve and are capable of creating a project for themselves.
Right. And of course, you should, even if the teen perhaps doesn't respond to you in a way that you'd like,
yes,
the words that you've said have probably landed.
If they are speaking from a place of authenticity, yes. If they're coming from a nagging, repetitive, and you are only transmitting your own anxiety, then it won't land. Your child is going to put walls up and block you out because it's just going to be exacerbating their own anxiety.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Be honest.
Yes. Be honest as to what you observe and why it matters, why you care.
Okay. Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. If you want to hear that episode again, you can always do so on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.